One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. It is a very, very, very special episode. I'll first introduce Tim Convey, my co-host.
How are you?
Sean O'Brien.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
My co-host. Randy Cash, the producer. He doesn't speak very much. And our guest. This is the first real grown-up that we've had as a guest, actually.
Right, yeah.
She's like, not a comedian. She's not one of our dirtbag friends.
Professional, responsible adult.
This is a real person. This is Aletha Rowe. Aletha works for the Cheesecake Factory.
I do.
And we're pretty excited about this.
I am equally as excited, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're gonna eat some stuff in a little bit.
We are.
But first we wanted to visit with you. Before we get started, though, I have a couple of big things going on. Number one, Randy is wearing his new Randyland t-shirt.
I
Randy,
noticed.
You want to show that to the folks? Yeah, can you get on camera for that? There you go. Yeah. It looks good on you, buddy.
Spectacular. Nice.
It looks really good on you. And then this is a breakthrough. This is huge.
Oh, boy.
Randy has name brand waters in his kitchen.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. He upgraded, man. I think it was because of you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I think he didn't want to have the Walmart waters or whatever. Usually at Sam's Club waters. He has Nestle waters in there.
The pressure got him, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Months of just bullying and harassment. He stepped up.
Yeah. The first he improves the table. We get a new table.
Yeah,
now he's got name brand waters.
I did notice the table.
It's pretty awesome,
it's
isn't it?
It's very sturdy.
Shake it if
I
you
love
want.
It.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It doesn't shake.
Dance on it. Right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The old
one was pretty rough. We were having some issues.
Almost Sean proof, this table.
Yeah. 90%. Yeah.
I thought it might be fun first. Of course, we did an episode on the Cheesecake Factory.
You did.
And we really enjoyed it. And all of us have strong Cheesecake Factory roots, especially Sean. Those roots were severed at one point. We'll get to that. How did you find out about us?
I heard the podcast.
Really?
I was telling Sean, popped up on one of my alerts. I started listening. I'm like, what? You were telling the whole history. I was telling Sean, that's my job. You're taking my job. You're doing PR. No, it was amazing. And then I started listening and it was really fun. So
what did we get anything wrong on the history? Because we get a lot of
stuff. Let me rephrase. How much did we
How
get
much?
Wrong?
No, I...
Greg's being a little too optimistic there. We got stuff wrong. It
was great. No, I think maybe one time you mispronounced David Overton's last name, but it was our founder and CEO. But other than that, it was flawless, spectacular, some fun facts that not
amazing.
Everybody knows. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
really
great. Yeah, I think I got a lot of it. I got it from, there's a lot written about the Cheesecake Factory. And I got it from some of the normal places like Thrillist and Mental Floss, Wikipedia, of course. We've been accused of being three rednecks reading Wikipedia.
I did hear that.
Yeah. But there were some really cool articles. There was a Vox article where they actually interviewed David and some of the...
That was the oral history, right? With some of our guests and Linda Candiotti, who's been there. So, that was a great piece.
Did you set that up?
I did work on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That was a good story.
It was really interesting. What's your official title at Cheesecake Factory?
Senior Director of Public Relations and Global Branding.
Wow.
The big one.
We like long titles at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, great. Sean, what's your title here?
Number three.
That is
global.
Very interesting.
I mean, yeah, that's right.
It's very interesting that you put yourself ahead of Randy. But that is,
I was trying to get my. You said too hard at myself.
Very, very interesting.
So, I mean, maybe. All right. Tied for third. Tied for one, two,
whatever,
tied for third.
Buddy. Whatever. I mean, yeah, that's very interesting. Okay. So we all have a lot of questions for you. And you,
right,
you feel
ready.
Free if you have questions for us. I guess we need to get right to it. Have you looked into Sean's personnel file at all? Did you access
it? I tried, but. You know, there's rules around privacy and HR just blocked me completely. But I did.
Yeah, it would have been the thick one that said O'Brien, maybe Sean.
If anybody is listening for the first time, Sean worked for the Cheesecake Factory for how long?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Yeah. And he got fired.
I got fired. But let me be clear. It wasn't nefarious. I was just late. I was a young kid. I was partying a lot. I had a Friday night. I worked the Friday night shift into the Saturday day, and I got loose at night on Fridays. And then, you know, in fairness, if I'm being fair, the manager's like, listen, man, you've been late like 27 times in 3 months. Yeah. And then I got one guy who's coming in late twice a month, and I have to put him on trial. The consistency is it's not good. So I got a lot of this is your last warning like 15 times. So.
Yeah.
So it was very amicable.
Yeah, Tim and I have fired you 3 times. You just keep
coming
back.
I keep coming back. Yeah, you just got to be aggressive. That's kind of why we're doing it. I'm seeing if maybe I can get a pardon, so to speak. Like, just get the firing off the books and maybe just say he left on his own accord.
Okay.
There we go. You want to be eligible for rehire, not ineligible.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to work on that.
I won't try and get
hired. You are not going to rehire, Sean. You are not going to do it. Would it have to be David Overton to get that expunged from his record?
That is, he for sure could do it. Tom, our general manager, who may have been the person who fired you.
Tom was, and I love him.
Yeah.
I'm 100% sincere. Yeah. Tom is a great guy. It was the most pleasant firing I've ever had.
I've had a lot.
I think we gave each other a high five, and I was like, you know, good times, great oldies. I'm going to go and say goodbye. They're like, grab some fries on the way out.
There we go.
You got fries on the way out?
I grabbed a couple on the line. I made a statement. So
sweet potato fries or the regular fries?
I think it was the regular.
Yeah. I don't think we had sweet potato back then.
I don't think you did either.
No.
Yeah.
You guys were one of the first to have sweet potato fries. It's one of my favorite dishes there. Now, let me ask you this, and you may not know, but I think Cheesecake Factory was the first place where I saw them serve the fries, not in a bowl, but in that stand-up wire thing with like some paper around.
Oh, and that little cone?
Yeah. It's pretty fancy.
Yeah. You know, that's how we do it. Yeah. I don't know if we were the first, but it's a nice presentation. Keeps them nice and warm.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I want to say, this is living right here.
Yeah, the stack fries. So how important is that? So let's get a little detail there. Mm-hmm. Of somebody, you know, they order whatever burger with fries, that timing of having those fries out.
100%.
You know, you don't cook them exactly the same time as a burger because then the fries get stale, you know, room temp fries, code red.
Yes.
So even, I mean, that this is what cheesecake does to a small, you know, an example that they will take that and that will be designed to cook.
Yeah,
we're living it.
The choreography in the kitchen of, we're living it.
We're living it.
Yeah.
That we're going to eat here in about 45 minutes. You have some new items that you're
debuting. We do, than 20 new items on our menu.
So we're going to try some of those. And we had to shift the time a little bit. And there's three gentlemen here that came in, Donald, Antimon, and Angel. And those guys are preparing these dishes. And when we shifted the time, I think Donald made the call. He's like, we can't do this, man. The fries are going to be soggy. We got fries coming in. They're shipping the fries.
Tom is bringing the fries.
Tom, right. The guy that...
Tom?
Tom's coming.
Where we're going to put them on and we're going to talk about a rehire.
You need to be real cool, man. Yeah, I don't want you flipping out on Tom, okay? Because he's bringing us fresh fries.
Will he remember?
He should, man. I'm a pretty memorable guy.
Yeah, how many people did you have to fire? Come on. The guy was late all the time.
Probably quite a few.
Listen, O'Brien drives me nuts. I have said a lot of negative things about him. Yeah. I will never say that he's not memorable.
That's true. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. I appreciate that insult / compliment.
The guy is memorable. Yeah, yeah. He makes an impression everywhere he goes.
Sometimes, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. I would rather he didn't.
Right. But, I'm not for everybody, but you'll remember me. That's what's important. So.
Tim, do you have any questions you want to ask? Not the comments yet, or the folks.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I got... tell us a little bit. Do you know David Overton?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
And he was a musician. And
he was a musician.
Kind of
he was a drummer.
Talented musician,
yeah,
right?
Very talented. He started drumming in high school. Started first paying gig when he was 15 and a half. And basically drummed his way through college.
Yeah.
And he was in the Billy Roberts Blues Band in the late 60s.
I think we covered that.
In
yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
They played on the same bill as Janis Joplin once, which is amazing.
That's fantastic. But
yeah, very talented. Great ear for music.
Yeah. And he programs the music.
He chooses everything that's played in the restaurants.
Still. Okay.
To this day, 100%.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And now, is he in the office in Calabasas?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right down the hall from me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And is Calabasas... Is that where one of the bakeries is?
Or? It is, yeah. We have two bakeries, Calabasas and Rocky Mount, North Carolina, which is where all of our cheesecakes are baked. So go in the parking lot and you can tell, oh, they're baking, you know, something chocolate today. It smells amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right next to my office.
Now, is it altered? Like, is it taste-wise completely different from having one right out of the oven to frozen? Are they almost mimicked in the sense that, like, you can't really tell?
I don't think you can tell.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, they are... As
pretty
delicious,
much identical 100%. Either way.
Yep.
So, okay. Yeah. I thought the fresh baked one would be a little.
I don't think
better,
so.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you end up there? Were you a fan before you started working there?
I was a guest for about 10 years before started at Cheesecake Factory. And I started just over 20 years ago. I'm dating myself, but January of 2005. And here I am 20 years later. But we were talking earlier. I feel like I'm a newbie because I'm surrounded by 30, 40, 45-year tenured staff in the office as well as even in our restaurant. So it's not uncommon to have 20 years plus with the company.
Yeah, I think Donald's been there like 25.
Donald, 23, yeah, our executive kitchen manager here in St. Louis. And then Antimon, who's here, is more than 30.
And Antimon is like, he's a regional guy. Like,
yeah.
He's over several restaurants.
Yes.
And he's here in Randy's house,
mm-hmm.
in Randy's kitchen, preparing food. All right. So you're kind of a big shot with Cheesecake Factory. Let's go ahead and say it. I've noticed.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, they're not just flying out anybody.
No. There's a very specific few that have a dish named after them.
Yes. I'm not one of them, unfortunately. Well, I don't think Aletha rolls off the tongue quite the way
we're working
Linda
on. It. That's
or
what
Sheila.
We that's really what we want to accomplish here. We would like to have something named after you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That would be the crowning achievement of my career. Seriously.
I think we can do it. And if there's something, I don't know. I'm wondering if like there's something bad on the menu that could be like Sean's liverwurst sandwich or something like that.
You know, there was an Oscar's sardine sandwich when we opened Beverly
really?
Hills. But yeah, I don't know about liverwurst, but yes.
Now, who? Linda's fudge cake, right?
Yeah. So Linda Candiotti is our vice president of guest experience, and she started in 1977, the year before the first restaurant opened, as a test baker.
Yes.
And created the Linda's fudge cake, which is still on the menu.
Okay.
All these years later.
All right, cool. And then who was there somebody, I'm trying to remember back. Wasn't there somebody that worked as a hostess?
Oh, that's Linda. So started first as a test baker, then was the very first hostess in Beverly Hills.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And then Evelyn is
David's mother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who was selling cheesecakes in Detroit at one point.
In her basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's her, is she have a pasta dish? Is that
she does.
Yeah,
Evelyn's favorite pasta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then is anybody else have a name?
Craig.
Craig is no more.
Crazy Carrot.
Yes.
Oh, did he get fired too?
No. No, but his cheesecake did. We said goodbye. I love that.
I know.
One
that's
of my
how
favorite,
you spin it.
Right?
But yeah.
Crazy Carrot. No.
Yeah. I just cracked down. I'm like, wait a minute. I had 15 years and now you yanked me off the menu?
Yeah. What is this? A lot of great. I love that flavor. Yeah. So no more Craig, but Adam's peanut butter.
Adam's
was his replacement.
Yeah. What is Adam still with the company?
Adam is David's son.
Okay.
And he's grown now. But as a child, those were his two favorite candies, Butterfingers and Reese's peanut butter cups.
There's Butterfingers on that
there
thing
are.
Too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had it, but it's been a while.
Has that recipe changed on Adam's? Because a lot of people were talking about that. That was of all the questions.
I saw that
really?
On your fan
they
page.
You did? Okay.
It may have changed a little bit, but it's still incredible.
Okay. Because so sometimes they'll change. They'll for whatever reason, ingredients coming in or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, we got to make a change.
A little change. I don't know why, but yes, it is a little different, but incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also Sheila's salad. Sheila is David's wife.
Okay.
So we have you.
Okay. So let me say, I think what we do, I gotta marry one of his kids.
Yeah, there's some nepotism.
Heather, I'm sorry. It's just business.
Yeah. That, you're going to break
but if I
can
get in.
Daughters, unfortunately. No daughters.
Man. And you've put Cheesecake Factory through enough already. I don't think you need to make it that much worse.
We fired you in our home.
Yeah, there's a little bit of nepotism going on with these names. And it seems like you have to have been around you have to be one of the originals.
I think so.
Yeah. don't give up. We're going to. Can you tell us like one of your favorite items on the menu that you would like it to be Aletha's?
Oh, well, I was going to say my favorite is the original cheesecake, but there's no renaming that.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
We got some juice here. We're going to bring Nate into this. Nate's going to try to lobby for you. Nate's got a lot of juice right now, but he can't get you on the cheesecake yet.
Let's not get crazy. But I want renamed. We have some new items that are out of this world. Maybe the chicken shawarma. It's one of my favorites.
Chicken shawarma.
Maybe the Aletha shawarma. I don't know.
That's great.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else.
No, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is real good. We should, you know what? I'm going to have to go the other way. I was going to be really nice in this, but now I'm going to have to say some stuff. She's going to get a name on the thing or we're going to have a real problem.
All right.
Now we have to shift. So.
From your mouth to David's ears.
Yeah, I'm sure. Laughing. Yeah. One more on the name, because I actually made this drink because this has been around a while. The JW Lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Wiley.
All right. And can we talk about Jeff Wiley?
Yeah, Jeff still works for us in our Marina Del Rey or Redondo Beach. I can't remember which restaurant.
Them.
But that was one of the drinks he created, and our head of the bar program at the time loved it and put it on the menu.
Not
and
a family member, not really.
No,
all
no.
Right.
So see,
giving us
there
a
we go.
Chance.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
There is.
That was
hope.
A fun one. I remember that.
We're gonna kind of try to make a deal on this. It's gonna be we're gonna get Aletha, probably Aletha's chicken shawarma.
Love it.
Rolls right
up.
But
if we do that, then we get to bring one of our own, and it's Randy's French fries or something like that. Yeah.
All the French fries are just
Or Randy fries.
Might be
know.
A hard sell.
Would you like sweet potato or Randy fries?
Yeah, sweet potato. Yeah. Would you like sweet potato fries? Or you just want the regular Randy / Greg Allman fries?
Yeah.
Would you like that?
I like it. Yeah, sounds
like
good.
That works for me.
Tim, do you have some questions from the coterie?
All kinds of stuff. So Sean obviously worked there. Matthew Harris asked, basically, any other people gone on? Are there any other stories of celebrities who were at one time employed by the Cheesecake
Factory? Yes.
Before you go, I just want to point out that Tim referenced Sean as a celebrity.
Basically. Tim, no, I'm with 100%. Greg. I'm with Greg.
Yeah, of course. I'm reading Matthew. Sure. That's Matthew's question.
I think he is a celebrity. Yeah. Let's not get carried away, guys. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Anybody as big as Sean?
I don't know if there are any other celebrities who are fired. I think you may hold that distinction. I'm so sorry.
Still unique.
I know.
It's pretty good.
You
that's
hold that
still a
record,
unique thing.
But no, we've had a lot of actors over the years. One of the singers of the band Haim worked in Sherman Oaks.
Okay.
Some American Idol contestants. So yeah, a lot of, but I, as far as fired, I don't think it is.
Any actors that you can mention that were working there?
None that I can remember their names.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha. I don't
that's
think any,
Haim? That's
I don't
pretty
think
cool.
any A-list, but Haim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So basically you're it, buddy.
I'm like, it,
you're,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, yeah. Yeah, you're When in a couple of years when they Google it, it's going to be like also famous podcaster and comedian Sean O'Brien was fired.
He was terminated.
Famous for being fired.
Yeah.
Nathan Taylor asks, would you consider a provisional rehire for Sean just for today? And then you can let him go again at the end of the podcast. Now, that's a great question.
Well, who's the guy that fired you?
Tom. So the GM.
Tom can come back and do it himself.
Yeah. And he will be here today. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if he travels with new hire paperwork, but we'll see what he can do.
No, you. Why don't you just deputize him right now, and then Tom can let him go at the end of the podcast.
Yes. Yes. And are you willing to work for a $2 bill?
Oh, you crazy. Oh, gee, now that's a true fan. That's a true fan, incredible. Right there. Yeah. You know, you always know when you hear the people like, oh, I listen to your show all the time. And then you ask them a question or two, and they're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she comes in with a deep reference.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I like it, Aletha. That's,
but
like
yeah, it. To answer your question, yes, he absolutely would.
I mean, dare I say, Aletha is a member of the coterie.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I think so, too. 100%. So is that official? That he says yes, and now he's in?
Yes, let's
just,
do
just
it.
Just until
and you know I have no authority whatsoever here, but no, yes, but let's do it.
We're swinging for the fences.
I'm in PR, not HR, but we'll see what we can do.
I'm going. Oh, yeah.
You guys stand by this?
Well, yeah.
You want to get me back just for the day?
Just the R is fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go right to Overton on this deal. Like, and I'm gonna use
we'll call him right after.
Yeah, Tim's music background to get to him, and they're both musicians.
You'll make a connection
now. Overton, he's pretty interactive with the company, right? In terms of, I mean, 100%. Obviously CEO, but I mean, he's like in the room making the menu, the updates.
Yeah, 100%. He has a palate unlike anyone in the world. And it's really, he's the one that decides what goes on the menu. He's downstairs in our culinary center a couple times a week, trying new dishes, revisions, really choosing what gets added to the menu, among other things.
Right.
I have a question. We read that sort of the way the menu got so big was he would just go somewhere and be like, I like that. I like that. We need to make that. Like, so now, like,
I think our team is holding firm at 250 items. They're like, David, it cannot get any bigger.
Right, so. But you guys rotate them in and out, right?
Yeah, if we add, like we just added more than 20, so we've said goodbye to about as many dishes as well. So otherwise it would be chapters of an encyclopedia, I think, so, or volumes.
My question is, like, if you got a restaurant, I mean, Overton's a pretty famous guy, okay? And she
was in a band,
He was in it. He played with Janis Joplin. I think
adjacent.
Same bill. I think Randy was on that bill too. Wasn't
Randy
he?
Was
yeah.
open.
Yeah, yeah, Randy opened that concert. If like some restaurant sees Overton walking in, they're like, nah, get him out, get him out. Don't show him the menu. I don't want the version of my carnitas on cheesecake.
Right, man.
Yeah. If I was a restaurant owner in Overton walked in, be like, get him out, man. He's going to take my business. He's going to take my best thing and do it better.
That's the odd thing is that although I'm fired from Cheesecake, Overton's probably banned from every restaurant.
Probably.
So you think I got it bad. I might have been ordering. Overton can't go to Applebee's. Yeah. He can't get in.
I'd be flattered if I saw him coming.
You know, our chefs and David get inspiration from everywhere, but they always will Cheesecake eyes a dish. So it's how do you make it our own, make it unique, special to us, but maybe, you know, inspired by Nobu's white miso or white cod, miso cod, inspired our miso salmon. So, you know, it's sort of very high end. And how do we make it more approachable for Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. He's not a gourmet guy, right?
No, he really grew up in the Midwest, Detroit, and he said his taste buds really influence what goes on the menu. And for the most part, people enjoy what David loves.
I am I think the salmon is probably my number one entree.
The miso salmon?
The Simply Grilled.
Oh, Simply Grilled.
Simply Grilled salmon.
Little broccoli, mashed potatoes.
No, I go with the broccoli.
Okay.
Yeah, broccoli and then the sweet potato fries.
Oh, okay.
I like the asparagus. I will say this, and these guys can attest. I have spent some time at the Cheesecake Factory's on the road. I think I may have eaten at more Cheesecake Factories than anybody. I mean, I don't have the depth that, what's that couple that eats there every day?
Oh, Chuck and Odette.
Chuck and Odette. I don't have the depth that they do, but I have the breadth. I bet you I've been to more Cheesecake Factories than Chuck and Odette combined. I think...
We'll start a list. You should start checking off where you've been. We have a few guests across the country that will keep track of where they've been.
Really?
One of them, Amber Long, I think she lives in Michigan somewhere.
Okay.
She travels for work and she's been in the Middle East and she'll like send photos of where she's been. Yeah. So
I'm going to go head to head with this girl.
Go ahead.
Amber
she's,
Long. You're
she's
going
delightful.
Down.
I like the way you're thinking. Yeah. I mean, we're sitting at what, about 215 stores. Is that
across
what we're
US.
At? Restaurants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Greg going to Europe with Nate in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You might just swing over to Kuwait. Is that right? Is it in Kuwait?
Dubai? Yeah.
Easy plan. Just go on Emirates through there, man, and start checking this off.
Yeah, maybe I need to do that.
Swing through China while you're
I'm not a geography guy, but I don't think China and Europe are just right there.
They're not very close, but
well, I didn't say China, but it was saying a plane ride. I said plane ride.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, I think the idea of getting them on a list and something, get some sort of plaque, something like that we could put on here behind the wall.
That's a great idea.
I'm an idea, guys. Yeah. It's an idea, man.
That's good, Sean.
Yeah, you are, man.
That's good.
Not a good idea, man.
We talked about, obviously, how many items, how large the menu is. As a result, are the physical kitchens larger at Cheesecake Factories than they would at a similar size restaurant?
You know what? I think the kitchen, like the line, which is what you see from the dining room, probably not that much bigger than other restaurants, but where I think we're very unique is the prep kitchen, which is behind that. And I don't know, Sean, if you remember, but that's where so much magic happens. So we're 100%. Making 150 sauces and dressings and marinades every day. We're hand rolling all avocado egg rolls. We're chopping vegetables. I would say the prep kitchen. In fact, when I started at the Cheesecake Factory, I got an opportunity to spend a day in one of our kitchens, and I knew that things were made from scratch. I had no idea how from scratch. So I got to help make Tex-Mex egg rolls, which have been on the menu forever, right?
Yeah,
so first, you roast the chicken.
Yeah.
Then you roast the corn. Then you make the pico de gallo. Then you hand pluck the cilantro leaves. Then you're ready to make Tex-Mex egg rolls. I was like exhausted by the time we just got to those. So there's so much like that in the prep kitchen going on that I think that's where we're very unique.
Yeah. And I wonder, even the ingredients, there must be that much more storage to make all these things than there would be at a similar restaurant.
Yeah, we have about 700 ingredients to make all those 250 some dishes. So
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
How would you say Randy's kitchen stacks up with the prep kitchen that you're talking about?
Ooh, that is tough.
Yeah.
It might be a little smaller.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit smaller, probably. Yeah.
It's incredible.
But it was gracious that he opened up his kitchen to us. Our team was very concerned with the food sitting here for a couple of hours, so they wanted to.
I was concerned the first time I walked in that kitchen. Too.
No. I meant for, if we brought it from the restaurant, 20 minutes away, it would not have the gold quality standard that we like our guests to enjoy. So they thought, could we saute here? Could we?
Yeah.
So thank you, Randy.
I saw Donald just shaking his head when he walked in, and he's like,
oh, no.
There's not one name brand in here.
Yeah, open the pantry. You'll be real concerned.
Yeah.
We brought all of our own ingredients. Don't worry.
I mean, the problem is that Greg doesn't pay him well, so he has to use Noel.
What are you talking about?
The bottom line is this guy doesn't have a lot of money, so he gives him a couple bucks, and Randy is a great value guy.
There's been promises of the second season, but we don't know.
We don't know, and it's a real shame. So I think, if Randy moved on, which we don't want him to, he's probably gonna sell his house and get a new house with a new podcaster. So unless Greg steps up the pay,
have you any podcasts you're looking at, Randy? That have approached you? Has Bert taken a look at you? Or?
He gave me a shout, and I just told him, dude, I don't travel, and you got to wear a shirt, dude. I can't.
Yeah.
Bert,
that's
joke.
Right. There you go.
I like it.
Let's get some more from the coterie. There's some good questions there.
Absolutely. Many people concerned that there's not a Cheesecake Factory in their town. What is the criteria? What do you guys look at and decide where to go?
I know. It's tough. We're on a lot of lists of who want, you know, people want to bring us to their cities, mm-hmm. can't open everywhere. So there's a lot of different variables. A lot of it has to do with population size, foot traffic. We need both busy lunch, busy dinner. So sometimes there's a great site that's like, oh, that'd be great for dinner, but maybe there's not the lunch traffic. So a lot of different variables our real estate team looks at.
What do you want to throw some of the locations out that they're looking for?
Was it Springfield, Missouri? Maybe you don't have
one. That's my birthplace. I'd like to have one there.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. Yeah. I'll call David right after.
Chesterfield, that mall just closed, so that one does. So people very concerned out there.
I know, that was terrible, the whole mall.
My home.
Yeah, that's where Sean
That's
worked.
Where I got let go in that building.
Yeah. That was a lonely walk to the car that day, wasn't it?
Very sad. Hungover. And George Carlin died that same day. My comedy hero.
No way.
That's the day I got let go. Was the day that night George Carlin died.
Oh my gosh.
That was, you know what? I'm usually not on Sean's side, but that was a little insensitive of Tom to let Sean go on a day that a comedian died that was his hero. And a guy that was going to go on and be in a force in the comedy business. It was a little insensitive.
I mean, in fairness to Tom, I got fired in the morning and Carlin passed away at night. Okay. Now, if he knew about Carlin first, I wouldn't be, I'd walk on the show. Right
but
now.
Did Carlin find out? Is that what did him in?
There's been speculation, but I can't confirm.
He got word of what happened there. Do you guys have, is it in-house real estate people, I assume, the team?
In-house as well as an external agency.
Are you making
agency?
A play for your father-in-law?
No.
Is this what's going on? You're trying to get Kim some work?
No. My whole family's in the commercial real estate business.
So it's for your dad. It's not your father-in-law.
This is very interesting to me.
Internal and an external agency.
Cool.
We've been working with.
Who are you working with outside? Let me know.
Bladis and Schnur.
Oh, they're fine.
You know?
Yeah. If you want to step up, let me know. Can improve it a little bit.
Convy and Convy to...
I mean, I'd take my piece, obviously, off top.
Of course. A real estate guy's going to take a cut.
But yeah, we should talk.
Just so you know, Tim's father-in-law, Kim, rode around with Howard Schultz.
Really?
And Schultz liked him. Rode around the car looking for locations. So if Overton wants to ride around with Kim's dad, with Tim's father-in-law, Kim, we can set it up.
Let's set it up.
He's a great hang.
Okay.
Yeah, they can jam too. He's really into music as
he
well.
Is?
So they
really?
Can
jam. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
He loves music.
People talked about the lighting. We talked a little bit on our episode about the decor and sort of that influence and stuff. But the lighting specifically, people are like, it's always the same at every place. What is, and it's a little bit darker, I would say, than at a lot of places. What is the story behind that?
So it really is to create a wonderful ambiance for your meal. And there should be a light sort of centered above every table. So you have a little glow of light in the middle.
Love that glow.
And there's like every detail that David looks at when we're opening a restaurant. And there will sometimes be a light just a little off and it needs to be redirected. So you have the little spot in the center, easier to read your menu, but it casts a nice warm glow on you. Yeah. I was at a restaurant with David, an opening Fairfax, Virginia, I think.
Okay.
Mid-2000s. And I was sitting with him and our lighting technician was in the restaurant and he's like, Kelly, come over here. Her face, it's not as beautiful as it should look. Move the light. And literally the spot was just a little bit off or maybe the table was a little moved. But yeah, that's the detail of our
dining. I'm in 100% agreement with that. Low lit lighting is, everyone just look, it bumps your score. If you're a 6 walking around town in a Cheesecake Factory, you're an 8.
Yeah.
It does. You just look better.
It's only this girl. She's a Cheesecake Factory.
Well, let me ask you this, because when you were working at Cheesecake Factory, you were hot, right?
So hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a 9.
So you're a 9 there. At Cheesecake Factory, you're probably an 11.
I broke the meter, man. Like, they're like, we can't score this guy. He's so handsome.
Fire.
This
is
our evening setting on the light, see?
That's right. Yeah. No, but I always did really appreciate the lighting, low-level lighting. Some of these restaurants you go into, and it's like a Walgreens. You're like, oh, man, dude, turn the... Yeah. You don't need it. You don't need it this price. It's just, what you said, the ambiance is terrible. They nailed that there. But, you know, other thing we didn't talk about, sorry, Tim, let me just...
No, for sure.
Portion size, everything's so prodigious there. So, was that on purpose?
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the...
The word of the day.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I just had to sneak it in.
Prodigious?
Yeah.
I assume that means large?
Remarkably. I think it's remarkable in size.
Okay.
P-R-O.
I have never
D-I-G-I-O-U-S.
Yeah.
Is that prodigious?
And I hope I got that one right.
Man, because it... Remarkably... Or impressively great in extent, size, or degree. Once again,
count
Sean O'Brien Nails it.
And way related, to go, buddy. Related to the word prodigy. That's really interesting. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes he shoehorns it in. It was a great question.
We usually refer to our portions as generous, but I'll go with prodigious.
Tell Davey.
Run that by Davey. Are you calling him Davey now?
I'm plugging him right now and he fired me. I mean, win-win for Dave. He's mopping up over there in Calabasas. I'm grinding out here in the South City, St. Louis.
Oh, my gosh. No, there is a reason for the portions, and it really is because growing up, David's parents would talk about going out to eat, and, you know, maybe there's a split charge if you want to share something, and he really thought that there should be enough food that you can share. And also, if you're at the table with someone and they want to take a little bite, he wants there to be enough for you to enjoy and not be like, you know, don't take my one shrimp. But he always says the fun is in the food, and part of that experience is sharing with others.
Yeah,
so it's very much a strategic purpose for the prodigious portions.
Sean and I have eaten at the Cheesecake Factory together, I don't know, 100 times, maybe?
Yeah. I mean,
200 times.
At least 100 times.
And, amazing. We have not shared one morsel of our food with each other. Yet we put our arms around like it's like we're in prison, like we're eating a prison meal. Like, don't even come over here.
Light that's in the center, that's the dividing line. That's how they use it.
Don't cross the light.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. One time I reached over and he looked at me and said, I'll cut you.
In fact, that's why we don't actually eat there in the day, because you can't set the light. It's natural. So
He had an actual prison shiv that he had fashioned out of a screwdriver or something.
Yeah.
He was going to stab me. Yeah. Just having a little bit of his. Let me ask you this. I was about to say something. What happened to the guacamole?
What did happen to it?
We said goodbye to the guacamole. I know I was so sad. However,
how many times did I order that, Sean?
Yeah, we got our. This is where the show is going to take a turn.
I mean, I ordered it so many times.
A lot, yeah.
It had the what's the red pepper that goes
jalapeno.
On?
Jalapeno.
No, the jalapeno, but it also had the habanero, I think, in there.
There's
a little habanero in there. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Delicious. Yeah. I know. I was very sad. Yeah, we make the chips in house. I said every time something goes away that's my favorite, I complained to David, and he said you should have ordered it more. So I think that was
so. Is it quite Paul really, Young?
It's your fault.
It's a Paul Young song.
All
right?
Of us.
Every time you,
It was okay. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Every time you.
Every time you go away. You take a piece.
Take
of
the guacamole.
So is it just simply an item? So like you guys just started the updated menu and the ones get removed. It's just quite simply the sales are down.
That's just single-handedly. Yeah. What is maybe not doing as well as it should, and we have to say goodbye to it.
You're telling me guacamole wasn't moving.
I don't think it was enough. We should have banded together and ordered
it
more.
Could you just have given me a heads up? I would have. We would have gone. I have influence.
There's a few items that I wish I had.
We would have saved them.
Trust me. Yeah.
We're gonna bring it back. It's gonna be Aletha's guacamole.
Oh, that's what I want my name on.
That's not bad.
There we go.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
We're gonna get it back.
Have that with some chicken Madeira. Boom.
There you go.
Or no. Did I say it right?
Chicken Madeira.
Yeah. Is that the number one still?
Sure is.
Wow.
Is that the Farfalle? Is it farfalle pasta?
Farfalle's popular as well, but okay. Yeah,
Madeira. That's been. Yeah. I mean, I think it was like number one I was working there.
It is. Yep. Definitely one of the most popular.
Yeah, it's a very, very.
Sean, you want to talk about the cocktails a little bit, man? You served them.
Yeah, I was telling her off air. I was like, well, or maybe I just said it's the best quality drink you can have anywhere, because they just, it's not just throwing just stuff in and then serve it. I mean, there is a very precise system of how to make a drink, down to where you put, do you put the ice in the shaker first or in the actual drink glass itself? Recipes, and I'm not talking out of school here, but like they are down to sometimes a quarter of an ounce, an eighth of an ounce. Mm-hmm. Shaking the drink, if it's a mixed cocktail, sometimes you shake, there was like three levels. And one I think was vigorously.
How many shakes? Yes.
Yeah, oh, one was like 2 to 4, one was like 4 to 6, and the other one was like 8 to 12. And
8 to 12 shakes.
Shake vigorously. Yeah. I believe it would maybe be pineapple
like
based drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
And that had to prepare you well for your next job, which is making drinks at the St. Louis Funny Bone. Oh, where, yeah. Same thing. I mean, two, like, it's
a lot of handcrafted cocktails there.
I don't think it's
house-made mixes.
It's it's not regulated,
by
is it?
Book. Yeah.
Which book is that?
House-infused.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So they care when you went from cheesecake over to the Funny Bone. What were some of the differences?
Well, I got in trouble because, like, what are you wiping the cooler off for? What are you doing? Just the bottle's empty? Throw it out. Why are you wiping the... We don't keep the bottle, Sean. When it's empty, dump it. Yeah. So, yeah, that was...
There's not a lot of supervision over at the Funny Bone, is there?
Like, there's a bar. Have fun. Yeah, so.
The manual.
Didn't you get hired by a waitress and Matt, the manager, didn't know it?
Oh, yeah. Patty hired me.
Patty, the waitress, just said, "Yeah, you can work here." And didn't you tell what happened?
I was just working. I was working at there's a baseball player named Albert Pujols. I don't know if you remember him.
He played for the Angels.
Yeah. So he had his own restaurant here. So after Cheesecake, because you know Tom cut me loose, I had a job. So I'm like, well, what are we gonna do? So I went to this Pujols place, and it just was not good. It was not good. You just had, there was like 30 servers on the floor. Nobody made any money. I'm miserable. I know Patty a little bit from the Funny Bone. She's a server. So she's like, "Hey, what? How's it going over here?" I'm like, "I hate it." She's like, "Just work at the Funny Bone." I'm like, "Well, yeah, what do I do?" She's like, "Just come over Thursday at 6. I'm like, "Okay." So I stand behind the bar. The general manager comes in, who I've never met. And he goes, "Can I help you?" I go, yeah, I'm here to bartender. And he just looks at me like, he goes, "Excuse me?" I go, "Patty said, come over here at 6:30. He goes, "Son of a gun." "All right, man. Pull out your name, your social."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This was not cleared with me. Just put all your information down. And yeah. So I got hired by a non-manager.
And then you started the six-week training program that everyone
very,
goes
very,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's not really a manual over at Funny Bone, is there?
You're kind of on your own there.
Yeah.
We have a little different system.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it is effective. I mean, if you want to, a really good mixed drink. I've been saying that forever, man.
What do you recommend?
I mean, there's so many. It's evolved so much since I've been there.
Don't look at the menu.
I like the original mojito they had. I know now. I think there's like kind of a hybrid, not hybrid. Like there's maybe
it's
three or four
revised.
Different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they had a mojito. Actually, a strawberry martini, which it's made. I mean, it's not strawberry puree. Like you take real strawberries. Muddle them. It's a very authentic drink.
Yeah. Infused vodka.
Infused.
That one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there was a bunch. I mean, that's the thing. That's where cheesecake comes in strong. It's impossible. You can't take somebody there and not please at least everyone at your table. I mean, hey, do you want alcohol? Well, I like ice cream. You're in luck. Here's a Flying Gorilla, which again, I don't know if they have that.
We said goodbye to Flying Gorilla.
But it was an alcoholic ice cream based drink.
Bananas
so.
And oh my gosh, that was good.
So yeah, in terms of drinks, it was, and that's what was so tricky for me because I'm not a genius. So learning all these recipes,
I don't know how you did it.
I don't know either. Well,
you got a lot of strengths. Memorization is probably not one of your things.
100%, it's not. No, I think
he's
I failed
been opening
the test.
For me for years. He doesn't know how to introduce me.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like he was on the. Johnny Cart,
Greg,
Greg Warner. Yeah.
Well, this diva's got like 9 credits.
It's
to roll
not
out
true.
Through, so
it
it's
is
like,
not true.
Say this, say that, say this, say that, say this.
Cliff notes.
Yeah, I know, right? You have to have my book.
I got my friend Keith Barony, a comedian, gave me my introduction. He told me this is the best way to go. It's very simple. Once in a generation, a comedian comes along. You know, and then
people respond to it.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know what I just realized, if I'm not mistaken, the Cheesecake Factory episode that we did was the birth of Word of the Week, because you were talking about laden, you were describing something at Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
Being laden with something.
That's right.
And we were like, stop everything. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
It was completely authentic. And that's where it came from.
Yeah, you're trying to show off.
It was laden in strawberries.
Yeah, because when you were just talking about the drink right now with the strawberries, that's what made me think of that.
Yeah.
I feel so honored.
Yeah.
That's where it all started.
Yeah, it started on the Cheesecake
episode. Yeah, episode
prodigious.
2006.
Yeah, go back to Overton and start saying that. Just say that as if that's how people talk. See if you get a reaction out. Let me ask you this. What are the chances that David listens to this episode?
I will send it to him.
You sent it.
100%.
Have them reach out to me.
See, that's how you move up. That's how you move up in the company. That's when you get to senior management, is when you can answer a question without necessarily answering the question. What are the chances he listens to it? I will send it to him.
We'll have to see about
all right,
that.
Whether or not he listens. No, he will, for sure.
What's the hardest part of your job?
Ooh, that's it. It's doing podcasts. No.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Have you done
that.
A podcast before?
No, that's my first. I've done a lot.
You're very good.
Oh, crushing.
Yeah. Very kind.
I mean, much better than Greg.
No. I've done a lot of radio, but first podcast, so
okay.
It'll live in infamy a little bit more. But it ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Hardest part of my job.
I mean, I think
sometimes it's learning the menu items, to be honest. So we have more than 20 that we just rolled out.
I was reviewing them on the plane.
Yeah, we are. I think we have 5 new items that we will be showcasing later today. Plus my current favorite cheesecake, the Triple Berry Bliss cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
That we will be, yeah.
I'm in.
So,
we were talking off air, man. You sent us a holiday cheesecake.
Peppermint stick chocolate swirl cheesecake.
And it was so great. And, I had it sent to Tim's house, and it showed up. I'm not sure if you had told Emma, your wife, that it was coming.
Mm-mm.
So I just got a picture of this package from the Cheesecake Factory, texted to me, and Emma is like, are you kidding me? Like, you completely legitimized our podcast to Tim's wife. And
my career.
Tim's choice.
We do what we can.
Yeah, you saved my marriage in a lot of ways, honestly.
Yeah, because we need Tim. He's a vital part of the podcast. If Emma is not on board, this thing doesn't exist. So, thank you for
cheesecakes,
that.
Cheesecakes saving marriages.
It does, yeah.
We keep one coming every 6 months, I think. That'll do the trick.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, National Cheesecake Day, July 30th. It's my favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And we will have a new flavor, so.
Can you talk about it, or?
You don't quite know what it will be yet.
Okay, gotcha. Yes.
Yeah. I did see one of the listeners on the fan page had a suggestion for a flavor.
Oh, really?
I don't know that it's quite going to be that one. It was
cologne, stupid?
Jif peanut butter, and
this sounds like
a vegan option.
Yeah.
The
consumers themed.
Yes.
Let me guess. Yeah. Was that Gabriel?
Let me find that. No, it was Sally Hamilton Duke. Would you consider?
Sally is a frequent contributor.
Yeah, she gets in there.
Would you consider naming a cheesecake after the podcast, The Consumer? She says it's dairy free, flavored with Jif, and smells like an expensive cologne.
Yeah, I see.
That you can get at Costco.
Maybe the peanut butter part. We do have 2 very popular peanut butter flavors. I don't know the other
Adams
two.
Is right.
Adams and the Reese's peanut butter chocolate cake cheesecake. So those 2 very popular, but you know. I can call our executive pastry chef Chris Radovan, see what
Here's
he thinks
the problem,
about.
Okay, no. Listen, Reese's. I don't have a problem with them as a candy, okay? But they tried to jump into the actual peanut butter game. There is a Reese's peanut butter, and they went head-to-head
turf
with Jif, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like
I
it.
I could see that.
Yeah. I can't be a part of it.
Okay.
I'm going to continue to support you guys, but I can't be a part of
you
it.
You will not be ordering the Reese's peanut butter chocolate.
This is a new menu. I need to point out some of my favorite things. The crispy Brussels sprouts. On the Skinnylicious menu, I get them without the glaze, with the bacon, And I usually ordered two of them. And Aletha said, is that your entree? I was like, no. I go big. Sean, do I go big?
Oh, no. Greg goes hard. He'll get Brussels sprouts and he'll be like, I like 9 orders. And the server's like, you want like 9, like
lots different of bowls? Stuff.
Send them all and send them what it wants. Now, let me ask you this.
They're good for you.
Aletha, when people make changes to, like, Greg's, like, I don't want the glaze.
Sure.
Does the kitchen, I mean, obviously they'll adjust, was that kind of disheartening? Because it's like, well, that's what makes it taste so good. And now we have to compromise this meal because the glaze, I'm not going to put the glaze on it, but now it's not going to have the quality of taste that I would like.
I don't think so. Or do you guys just work around that? There's certain ingredients where you're like, oh gosh, that might be the best flavor of the dish, but they're happy to accommodate. So I don't think so.
So they would, if you just like, I want plain Brussels sprouts only. They will do that.
I can do that.
That's
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Any more from the coder? Yeah, we get quite a few more. Brett Schnoblin, and I'll be honest with you, he can be a little bit difficult. He wanted to know, why am I always seated near the bathroom?
I have a lot of follow-up questions. Yeah. What restaurant? What time of day?
I'll get on.
How big is the party?
Were you acting like a jerk on the way in?
Is there a philosophy that is any different about the, you know, Cheesecake Factory? So many different things. You talked about the lighting, certainly the menu, the, you know, all that. Any philosophy to the way people are sat or anything like that?
I think we're definitely trying to rotate stations. So we have different servers throughout the dining room. You don't want to seat everyone in one station, but some tables are more conducive to, let's say, a high chair or a stroller or a large party, a party of 2 versus a 4 versus a 6. So I think it's a little bit of reading that party to figure out what part of the dining room might make sense for them, but also rotating so that one server doesn't get slammed and the others are not, right?
I have a question.
Sean knows.
I know all about it. Absolutely. Yeah.
You guys moved from a pager system when there's a wait to
texting.
What happened to those pagers? And I wonder if I could get my hands on them.
I might have one in my office. Yeah, to be honest. I could send you that.
This is a little gag that I would do that really annoyed a couple of ex-girlfriends is when the pager, you get the pager and I'd get it and we'd be waiting. And it would go off, and I would stand up and yell at the top of my lungs, "I won! I won! I won! I won!" And
I can tell you
specifically,
my girlfriend Anna did not think that was funny at all. Yeah, she didn't think it was funny. That was pretty stupid. Yeah.
But if it was a long wait, you probably felt like you did win,
right? Yeah. At the top of my lungs, "I won! I won! I won!" Like and I will say, your employees were tolerant.
I will give this to Greg. Greg is such a normal guy, but when he goes for the bit, he commits. He will make such an embarrassing. One time he picked me up in my old apartment 10 years ago. And at the time, he's a 45-year-old man, and he just thought it'd be fun just to blay on the horn for 3 minutes in a very quiet, private apartment. And then the manager runs out like, "Who is he? Who is he? What is he, sick? Is he sick?" I go, "He is sick. And I'm going to take him to get help and get him out of our parking lot." And he's like, "That was great, wasn't it?" I'm like, no, that wasn't great, man. I'm going to get written up like the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, by the way, we got to talk about that. Now, I will say, good or bad, I probably led the league in write-ups at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, no. Well, you said you were late 27 times.
I was late a lot. Yeah.
You wouldn't button your top button or something?
Well, the top button issue, here's what it comes down to. Look, there's I understand. Sometimes, you just have people would focus on things that I think were somewhat inconsequential. Now, I'm not trying to undermine what they do, but it would be like, "Oh, your top button's not buttoned." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm waiting on like 30 people. And so that's what's important."
Even more
right
so.
Now. So yeah, then you get the write-up. Then you get the write-up. And then, I just.
And we were wearing ties back then.
Too, oh, yeah, right? The tie's gone?
Ties are gone.
See, man, you're fine now.
When did that happen? Man, no, it would have been fine. During the pandemic.
Yeah.
How come? Just time to move on?
Time for a refresh. We went all black. So black shirt and.
Oh, yeah.
No more white pants.
Wow. Yeah.
The only thing I'll say in his defense, as far as like fashion, you know, his choice to unbutton the top button is at that time, He was very hot, apparently.
He was really good looking.
Yeah, so he's going to wear what he wants to wear.
He's working for tips.
Hot
you know?
People wear what they want to wear. They don't have to conform.
Right, I don't have to answer.
Showing a little skin.
I think it is about time to try some dishes. So
holy
we're
going to
take a quick break holy and come
moly.
Back. Okay, guys, we are back, and things look a little bit differently on the new table, by the way, the new Randy table. We would not have been able to get all these dishes on the old table, and they would have been shaking because Sean tends to lean on the old. You can lean all you want on Randy's table, the new
I know,
one.
Man. No, you're right. I mean, this is a big deal with this table.
Yeah. Aletha, these are all items that are brand new on the Cheesecake
Factory. Yeah, brand new. We just introduced a little bit more than 20 new items on the menu.
Okay.
So we have, you want me to share with you what we have here? Okay, so this is the Mortadella Panino, which is imported mortadella. There we go.
Just showing the camera.
Fontina cheese, arugula, some marinated onions, served with your choice of fries or salad. We did fries here.
Yeah.
This is the ahi tuna and shrimp ceviche, which is served on guacamole.
Yeah,
so
man.
There
so
is
it's
your
back
guacamole.
In some way.
Oh, yes. We never said goodbye to it as an ingredient, just not as the appetizer itself.
But if you really sweet talk somebody, that means it's back there. You could probably.
We could probably hook you up.
What
a
are
little
you doing,
bit.
Man?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying if you're in a restaurant.
You always got to push just a little bit.
It's not true.
You just always got to push.
Totally disagree. I'm just pointing things out.
Yeah. Like it comes with your tacos. You could ask for. Add a few extra sides or something,
about.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Out in front is the chicken shawarma, which
that looks
is
great.
Pita.
That's Aletha's chicken shawarma.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah. We're going to do a petition for.
That's right. You got to start.
That's right.
You got to just start saying it.
You know, the Aletha's chicken shawarma rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah.
There's grilled chicken, some house-made pickles, white garlic sauce, and there's some Cholula and white garlic sauce on the side. And then over here, right in front of Tim, is the Thai stir fry noodles. This is one of five new vegetarian items on the menu. It's Asian rice noodles, shiitake mushrooms, snow peas, egg, little bean sprouts, peanuts on top. Delicious. You could add shrimp if you'd like.
It's a great looking dish.
It's great. It's so good. That I think that may be one of my new favorites. Asian cucumber salad right to your right, Tim.
That looks great.
It's very fresh. Cucumber forward, a little sweet, a little spicy. And then the factory turkey burger, I know you requested no cheese, which would normally be on there.
Yeah.
This has been on the menu for a little while, but we just revised it. So it now comes on our famous brown bread bun.
Yeah. Look at that.
So brand new brown bread bun. And
look at
you
that.
Can find those in your grocery stores too.
Sean, you want to hand me some of the mustard?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys mind if we put some of the French's mustard on there?
Go
yeah.
to town.
We've been looking for a long time for ways to use this mustard.
Now with the
like literally, you haven't even opened the seal.
Oh yeah,
oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
There's
no.
nothing we got. Watching.
I mean,
this is the inaugural use.
It is. I mean, the mustard is 2 years expired, but outside of that, he'll be fine. Now let me ask you. So the bread, that's still the staple up front, right? The sourdough
and the brown bread
and the brown. Yeah,
right.
So
at your
good
table, for sure.
And do they?
July 12th, 2020.
That was slick.
It's never as funny when you stumble. It's just never as funny.
Sean, you're dumb. I can't say the word dumb, but 2614.
2024.
What were you trying to say?
July 12th, 2025 is the best buy date, so it is.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, good.
Good
The bread.
Yeah, the bread's a...
I feel like that affected guacamole sales because people are less likely to get appetizers there because you know that bread is coming.
Oh. I don't know.
Talk to David.
That's interesting. That is, but you know,
it's
the
incredible.
Basket of bread
is such a great way to. That is, you're such a great executive because that's what you do when somebody says something stupid. You say, "That's interesting. No. That's great. You're very smooth and political, and I can see why you're high up in this company."
Yeah.
He means diplomatic, not.
Yeah. There we go. Tomato, tomato. No, but I think the bread is definitely part of your cheesecake experience, right? Everybody wants to start with a basket of bread. Yeah.
For sure. Now, do people favor one over the other? The sourdough more popular versus the brown? 50-50.
I feel like there are fans of each, but brown bread probably is the more famous of the two. We actually now sell it in grocery stores.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All grocery stores? Most grocery stores?
Yeah,
most.
They do it in St. Louis. They like Deerbrook Schnucks for sure.
Man, my niece Tori loves this stuff, man. From the time she was a child, she wanted to go get the brown bread.
I love it. Yeah, so we have baguettes, dinner rolls, sandwich bread, and now the bakery bun or the burger bun.
All right, I'm starting off with a little bite of the factory burger, if that's okay. Sean, you want to take
stuff? That's a house-made patty turkey with some fresh mushrooms in there.
I am in this cucumber salad already, and it is spectacular.
Isn't
I've never
good?
Had it.
Yeah.
I was saying to you off-air that I always get the veggie burger because I'm always a fan, and I'll do Brussels sprouts. I don't branch out as much as I should, so this is exciting. And wow, this cucumber salad's amazing.
I love that. I think it's super fresh, really great for spring, any time of year. Love it.
Now, did they, in talking about the drinks, did they make any updates on new drinks for the rollout?
Yeah, we have four new cocktails, or three cocktails, one non-alcoholic. There's a yuzu drop, which is my new favorite. It's kind of like a lemon drop, but with yuzu.
Okay,
there's some elderflower liqueur, Grey Goose vodka. It's really good.
And
this
then
is spectacular.
Now, are the lemonades still a staple? Do we still do strawberry, sugar rim, the whole bit?
That is a thing, right?
Yeah, that was a big deal. Yeah.
Okay, man, the Thai noodle thing is unbelievable.
Is it, man? Yeah, I want to get involved in that one.
Yeah, and there are Thai restaurants. There's some Thai restaurant near Calabasas. There's like, I saw that guy come in here, and I knew he was up to something. I knew he was up to something. It's got a little kick to it, man. It's great, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the cucumber.
Great.
Yeah.
And how are we thinking about ahi
Love
tuna?
It. I mean, I'm just a big ahi tuna guy anyways.
Amazing.
Aletha, we're
insanely good. A little chipotle mayo and...
Insanely good.
You just tell people about Cheesecake Factory while we eat.
Okay, good.
Just whatever facts
what
you want to
What else
out.
Can I tell you?
Yeah. I know where I'm going next. I'm going to the Aletha's chicken shawarma next.
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh, yeah. That is delicious as well.
Somebody asked this too. Is there an item that was like an unexpected hit that maybe early on you guys threw on there like, yeah, we should just carry this, and then it's like, whoa.
You know... I don't know if it's an unexpected hit, but I will say I think we started the trend on fried macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
So we house make the macaroni and cheese, and then we turn it into the ball shape that then gets rolled in panko breadcrumb and then fried. And I think those came on the menu before I started, so maybe 2003 or 4.
Okay.
It seemed like after that, a lot of other places started adding fried macaroni and cheese, but... nowhere as good as ours, in my opinion. So I don't know if that's unexpected, but...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you happen to know what is the most ordered entree at the entire restaurant?
Definitely chicken Madeira is up there. We have a few fettuccine alfredo actually is way up there. What else? Miso salmon, really popular. Every category, there's sort of a hero of the category.
Miso salmon beats out Simply Grilled?
Of course. I'd have to.
I think they may be neck and neck. I honestly don't know, but it is a really good top seller.
And Sean, that's a miso on your T-shirt, right?
You better believe it, but that was the inspiration.
I wanted to make sure.
That was the inspiration.
That'd be a good second shirt for you.
Oh, guacamole. Yeah, miso, yeah. I mean,
guacamole is great.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. And the chips. How about the chips, man?
Fry those ourselves.
Sean is probably the only guy here that eats dairy.
I do.
Will you go with the, would you try the sandwich there?
I will try it, man.
Oh, there we go. Some melted fontina cheese on there.
Yeah. Okay.
A little lemon ricotta or ricotta, however you want to say it.
So I'm going to say, you know, the turkey burger is as good as it's always been. Even with the brown bread, it's even better. So
awesome.
So I knew I was going to like that. Love the cucumbers, but the hit for me is the Thai, what is it called?
Thai stir-fry noodles are great,
Thai
fried, right?
Thai stir-fry noodles, that's
outstanding.
Yeah,
it's an Asian rice noodle.
Yeah.
I agree. It's one of my favorite new dishes.
This is, it's really, it's got a kick to it, man. It's got some eggs in there. It's
a little
it's
heat
basically,
from the red chilies, yeah.
Yeah, it's David's version of pad thai, probably.
100%, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like so, I said.
When you guys get behind to create a new menu item, the process, is it like a whole year thing until the next, like, what are
six
we talking timeline?
Yeah, twice a year we introduce a new menu. So literally our chefs will, right after this menu is finalized, start on the next rollout. And they work at least 6 months. Sometimes there's a dish that maybe they're working on for more than 6 months, for a year. And when it's ready, it'll finally come on the menu. But we'll have our next rollout at the end of summer. And it rolls out over 5 weeks, and then time to start working on the next.
And is that like the same core team every time, or does that branch out?
As far as
the chef who's creating,
who's
testing, is it kind of like this cohesive unit of people?
Yeah, our culinary team, so led by Chef Bob Okura, who's been with us for more than 35 years. Chef Brandon Cook, I think it's 25 or more. And then really, ultimately, David is the one deciding on what will be added to the menu.
Now, does he ever have to overrule? Does he ever have a situation like nine of them are on board and he's like, guys, I'm not feeling this. It's just not happening. I mean, it is his shop. Or will he be like, no, they usually all see eye to eye together.
It's his decision.
It's going to be his.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah.
And it's his decision if I'm ready to come back on the books. That's also his decision.
That's right.
Not Tom's. We love you, Tom.
I understand the responsibility that David has, because we got a lot of people weighing in on what our fans should be called. And
it is very, very contentious.
Is it Coterie?
Wasn't it?
Coterie.
Oh, Coterie. Excuse me.
She might be right. What?
No, I don't know.
No,
yeah.
It's Coterie.
It's Coterie.
It's Coterie.
Okay. So just go to the website. Most people, there's a lot of people that want to be called the brand wagon, and I'm against it. And it's like, it's like Sean said, everybody's in on it, but I got to be the one here to make this call.
You know,
Sean and Tim have a lot of input on it too. Randy has none.
But you have the veto vote.
I think you're right. I'm glad that it's all out on the table that Greg considers himself the David Overton of the Consumers Podcast.
Right, yeah. This fascist dictator made that happen just instantly. Didn't even know. I thought we're all one here. I thought we were all one, but I guess this show should be Greg's Warren, the consumer, and two of his dumb buddies. Just call it that. Just call it that. Nice talking to you. And now let me ask you the same thing with the.
I wouldn't say Tim's dumb.
Tim is not dumb. Tim is dumb. I'm real dumb. Actually, I got to stop saying real dumb. People get mad at me. I'm real smart. We'll just go the other way. I'm a smart man.
You're not dumb.
No, I know. You are, obviously. So, is that the same concept with the wines? Do you have like a group of people who's selecting, picking up new wines,
beverage
placing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting one, too, because the range you can go of, low-level wine to stuff that could cost, hundreds of dollars. And obviously you're not doing that, but you certainly don't want that, bottom shelf wine. So is that just trying to find, a nice middle of the road?
Complementing the food, what will resonate and what is kind of a comparable price point to the menu items, I think.
Right. And that will kind of evolve, too, every 6 months.
Yeah, every 6 months.
And number one specialty drink right now.
It might be the mojito, be honest.
Mojitos are,
yeah.
I mean, if they're made right, which they are over there.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, what was your go-to shift meal when you were working there?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm such a fatty. So I would just
eat. Back then. You were hot.
Yeah, you were hot.
Yeah, that's true. I was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Unbutton that top button. I mean, it was.
A little unshaven.
Yeah, kind
and then,
of a Tom Selleck look, right? Wasn't it?
Tom Selleck?
Yeah, Tom Selleck Magnum P.I. look, yeah.
I didn't have a mustache, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if. Oh, is that what he did? Is that what Selleck
did?
Yeah,
I think he showed a little chest. Yeah. In Magnum PI.
No, I would. I mean, I was a rotator. I've probably tried in the 2.5 years everything. We're pretty close. So I would just get. But there's a reason Madeira is number one. I mean, if you like chicken, which most people, you're not gonna not like that dish.
What about
you're not gonna like it? And if you say you don't like it, you're lying and you're doing that thing of like, well, I'm just trying to get. Free meal. That's the problem with these restaurants, and it's a tough thing for all restaurants where it's like that thing of like they eat 4/5 of it. And then they're like, it was a little warm. It wasn't that kind of cold and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's interesting because 80% of it's gone. And then you have to make that decision of do you comp it? Do you give them a free thing? But that's all restaurant. It's not just a cheesecake unique thing. So luckily you guys can justify because you have, like I said, the quality control. And let me explain what that means. Like it's goes through. Greg, are you going to focus? Or are you going to look at Tim all day? All right. Lock it in, man. I'm just saying not every restaurant, like somebody on the line will cook something, throw it up and then it's gone. There is somebody inspecting that mm-hmm. between the food runner and the kitchen. Which I think, that's
on duty at all times.
Correct.
That's your mm-hmm. gig. You're not making anything. You're just sitting there going, check, check, check.
It's usually a manager that's at the cook's
line. Yeah, I bet you're not a real popular person within a store.
What do you mean?
Well, their role is to just like, no.
Oh,
like,
I bet you
I bet you the chefs don't care for him. Yeah. Are you kidding me, man?
Yeah, it just keeps you, the consistency, man. I'm giving him credit. I'm saying like, so the odds of something coming out bad at the Cheesecake Factory are so slim. Either you legitimately just don't like it, mm-hmm. which why are you ordering in the first place? Or you're running an angle. You're running an angle and you're trying to get free stuff. And I know that move, you know, because I've been the victim of it.
Sure.
As a server. So.
I would imagine you've been the perpetrator of it too.
Not true, no, man. No. I have good ethics in restaurants.
No way.
I just show up late. Other than that, man, I'm nails. I mean, the secret shoppers, is that still a thing? Can we talk about that? They still get the little...
Yeah. It's not going to be secret anymore.
Yeah, exactly. No, the mystery shoppers, right. we don't have. Yeah.
I crushed that, so it doesn't matter. Hundreds off... Multiple. I think I had at least 13 100 scores.
If you're listening at home, Aletha did wink at all of us when she said that. So I just want to be clear. They're probably still
out there.
They're
there.
Yeah. Tim, let's get involved. Throw that tie stuff over.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you got to try the tie stuff.
I don't really want to hand it over. It's real good.
It's so good, man. It's maybe one of my new favorite dishes. Yeah. I mean, but I still, the factory turkey burger is outstanding. Yeah. I say we take a short break and we're going to come back with some cheesecake.
Ooh, let's do it.
And we are back. There's been a bit of a shift change, if you will. We've cleared out the entrees. Just so you know, they're in Randy's kitchen. And after the episode, we're going to go back there and eat the rest of it, especially that Thai noodle thing and the factory burger. Sean, did you have a favorite?
Those noodles were pretty good.
Noodles were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just what kind of mood you're in. Although that Thai avocado, I mean, that's right in my wheelhouse. I'm sorry, the
ceviche.
Was insane. I'm also a huge seafood person.
Nice.
You so do like good. The seafood.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have said for a long time, before I knew you, I tell people, you want seafood, go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Because they're crowded. There's always a line at the Cheesecake Factory.
That's true. You don't want seafood somewhere that's not busy.
Yeah, you don't want seafood that's been sitting for too long and the rest. So it's like high turns, man. That's why you get seafood at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. He's telling the truth there. No, I'll stand by him on that. He is.
I sound like I'm sucking up here, but I'm not. I've been saying that.
I mean,
for
you've
a while.
Done that earlier than the show, but on that one, 100% right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely, man.
Okay. So tell us what you brought us for dessert.
So this is our triple berry bliss cheesecake, which is our creamy cheesecake with layers of vanilla cake, three kinds of berries, and a kiss of citrus.
Ooh, wow.
And this was our National Cheesecake Day flavor last July 30th. And for a full year, we're donating 25 cents a slice for every slice sold to Feeding America, which is the nation's leading.
Can you cover me?
Yeah.
Greg,
I got you.
Yeah. So it's a great charity, and we've donated more than $6.7 million to them since 2008, just through our featured 25 cents a slice donation. Wow. So it's a lot of cheesecake.
As long as we're talking about donations, you guys do something that's near and dear to my heart. You guys have some sort of peanut butter program, right?
Well, we do. Every September, we collect jars of peanut butter for the local food bank, Feeding America Food Bank. Each of our restaurants competes who can donate the most. Donated more than 100,000 jars this last September. Just our generous staff members across the country collecting jars and donating them every September.
And you guys donate all the Jif and throw out everything else that people donate?
No, we only accept peanut butter donations. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little slow.
No, you're doing great. It's hard to, it's okay.
I don't care what sort of condition that
or we keep the Jif and we donate the rest.
I don't know. That's awesome. You know, I am a little hurt that I wasn't somewhat involved with this. I mean, I'm a pretty big deal when it comes to peanut
butter. This September,
maybe we should donate. If we just had Like, where can we get like 20, 30 peanut butter?
Yeah, that's
like,
a great call.
Where do we have like, or do we just go buy them? Let's I mean, do you have any extra?
No, I don't
are
know.
Are you taking shots at Brazzi after he sent us that cool stuff?
I love Brazzi, and I wore a smoker's hat the other day, so you can calm it down right now. Did you wear your smoker's hat? You're not a liar, right? Have you or have you not worn your smoker's hat?
I tried it on.
No. So you're 0 for 1 now. So Brazzi got you. I've been sporting. Tim, can we talk about what you're sporting? Your kid's got the water bottle. Next.
Kid's got the water bottle. It's his new water bottle. Brought it to school, the Uncrustables water bottle, and I wore the chocolate Jif crew neck sweatshirt several days last week. I meant to wear it today, but that'll be making its debut very soon on the consumers. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Bottom line is back to the original point. I think it's September. It's time to.
Oh, right. Donate that?
Yeah, man. Rotate
part of
the
thing. It's part of the thing, man. It's just, listen, we got to be good people.
Someone's got to eat it. Yeah.
I mean, dude, we are so rich from this podcast. So we might as well give a little. You got to give back.
Yeah, let's get into this.
We are as rich as Sean was hot back in Cheesecake Factory days. I'm going to give it a whirl.
I heard he was pretty hot. So that must.
It was a solid set. Yeah. All right.
Are you? I hope you're loving it. This is currently my favorite. Again, cheesecake.
Yeah, it's good.
Vanilla cake, three kinds of berries, or just a little kiss of citrus.
Oh, boy.
Very popular.
That kiss of citrus.
It's good, right? It's just enough.
Mm-hmm. That's really good, man.
And then strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries.
Unbelievable. It was great. I mean, yeah, there's just no, I mean, any reasonable person who likes this cheesecake in general, you're on board 100%. So
nailed it.
Amazing.
Greg?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Our pastry chef, Chris Radovan, is
in some
a genius.
Lime in there, or is that just part of the cheesecake itself?
It's a little, I think it's actually lemon. It's just a little citrus. Okay.
That's the kiss of citrus.
Yeah, I think the kiss of citrus. Yeah, I think it might be lemon.
When they come in frozen, are they all equal in like thaw time to ready to serve?
Because it's different ingredients.
No, it varies a little bit.
So it does.
Denser is going to take a little bit longer. Yeah.
Gotcha. And when you are doing that, is they got to be like thawed in the same controlled climate room every time, I assume, like a certain part of the kitchen.
Yeah, and you want to thaw under refrigeration. Just like
if you
bought a frozen cake in the grocery store, you definitely want to thaw it under refrigeration. Don't force thaw so that you don't have like frozen parts.
Don't force thaw.
Yeah. Greg was microwaving his one time, so it's like it just got all weird.
You know, sometimes when you want a piece, you just...
I think it was the first thing we said we were not going to do when we started this podcast. we're not going to force thought.
Yeah.
That's a good rule to live by.
My grandma needle pointed a little thing. Don't force thought.
With an exclamation point.
Yeah. Well, she meant it.
She did.
Yeah. This is spectacular.
Isn't it so good?
It's really good. It's incredible.
Yeah. Are you going to take some of that to Emma?
Absolutely. I already sent her a picture, which means I'm on the hook for it now.
Yeah.
And so ornate. Like it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. White and chocolate. Yeah. White and pink chocolate curls across the back.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a wedding
cake. As delicious as it is pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, it's all fantastic. I guess I'm going to probably have to say the upstart, the surprise. The thing I didn't see coming was that Thai noodle dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. That may make the regular rotation with me. I'm not like Sean. Sean will try everything and just, I kind of get something and stick with it.
Yeah. I'm that way too.
Yeah. I may start going two entrees. I mean, like, you know, I go big when I go cheese.
There's no judgment. Yeah, you do
all
you.
Kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Tim, do we have a couple more questions or comments from the coterie?
Yeah. I didn't do a lot of research on this, but somebody did pose the question. What is the situation with Cheesecake Factory delivery? Like in terms of there's the different vendors, I've not looked too much into how that works in general. Does a restaurant choose who's going to do their things or not? Or tell me more about that.
We are exclusive with DoorDash nationwide. Yeah. So all of our restaurants deliver through DoorDash. So go onto our website, place your order.
Yeah.
Get your Thai stir fry noodles, you know?
Yeah.
Thought I could do it.
Those would travel well, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They would travel well.
Real good. And then Big Bang Theory. So famously in the show, Big Bang Theory, one of Sean's favorites. Penny, the Kaylee Cuoco character, worked at Cheesecake Factory. It was kind of a big part of the show. Was there any official endorsement or that was just in there?
Anything. Yeah. No, we found out about it, literally. We had one of our executives was on a plane American Airlines, reading the, you know, in-flight magazine, what shows are coming up, 2007 fall. It's like, the Cheesecake Factory, what?
Tell the pilot to turn this plane around.
Literally. Yeah. So we tuned in and we're like, okay, it's kind of fun. So we reached out and we're hoping they could make it look more like a Cheesecake Factory.
Because if you remember, it did not look like a Cheesecake Factory.
She wore a yellow vest and it looked like almost a Mexican restaurant theme.
Mm-hmm. It's just very small. And that's what you're going to have with a small, set. But it did not look like a Cheesecake
Nothing
Factory.
Nothing whatsoever. And it turned out one of the creators really wanted her to work at the Cheesecake Factory. And they made him make it look nothing like us, so it didn't look like a sponsorship or an endorsement. Okay. But over time, we were able to get them to use our real menus and our cheesecake boxes. So
It
took several years, but we did, yeah.
And that was you. You were on the front lines. Like, did you have to reach out?
Yeah, we reached out.
That's your gig. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Wow. Man, I wonder who that was that... I mean, it's Chuck. It's a Chuck Woolery thing.
Yeah. I don't know if it was Chuck or
some friends that are writers that work for Chuck. I wonder.
They might know. Yeah.
Well, I could find out. Mark Gross would tell me.
Yeah.
He could find out. Yeah. I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I've been to Kaylee Cuoco's house. If you were wondering,
you have
what?
He's bragging about all his rent.
Did you tell us that?
I think doesn't she live in Calabasas?
I don't know. This was many years ago. She's moved since. Oh, okay. She's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Served us all cheesecake. It was great.
I love it.
She didn't, but it was fantastic. And then other pop culture Cheesecake Factory coming up other than Big Bang Theory? Are there other things you can think of or that you worked on?
Step Brothers, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. There,
oh,
yeah,
we
yeah,
did
yeah.
make a reference.
He
yeah.
went to have a cocktail at the Cheesecake Factory or something.
I don't know why that was so funny, too.
It's so...
Just like not the name you would think he would say in that situation.
That replays a lot.
The guy's such a great actor, the guy that played the dad. I'm going to go down to the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. And then Drake sang about it, right?
Oh, yeah. Name dropped us in Child's Play. Yeah.
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 Did you do that? Did you call him up and be like, hey, how about a verse?
No. Literally, that was another one of those. Like, all of a sudden, he dropped his album, and there was a reference to us. And we posted a little something on social in tribute to it. But we were not part of it at all.
I'm going
to
give you a little career advice. Okay?
Please.
My old boss, Joe Driscoll, told me at Procter & Gamble. Something big happens like that.
Oh, take credit for it.
Take credit for it. Because listen, something bad's going to happen and you're going to get blamed for
there you
it
go.
When you didn't
okay.
do it.
That's
okay?
good.
Fair point.
So you...
I did the Big Bang Theory deal.
There you go. You got to get on the horn with David as soon as that Drake thing comes out. What do you think? I've been working on this for a while. I didn't want to tell you about it.
Yeah.
I hope you like it.
Were you about to give us the verse? I felt like you were about to.
Oh, he said, "Don't fight with me at Cheesecake. You know I like to go there. I can't sing, but that's it, right? Isn't it?
I don't know.
Yes, I believe it is. And I like to sing.
I mean, I'm not. I have no musical skills whatsoever, but I believe
he's a lead singer in a few projects, and he refuses to sing. I sang.
What did I sing? I sang a few episodes ago.
Oh, yeah, we were singing a few episodes ago. Because I asked Greg to sing, and then he walked the room. Yeah.
I crushed it. And I sang.
We agreed that I'm a better singer than you.
Very true. No, I can't argue with that.
I know I don't want to make this controversial, at all, because we appreciate you being here, but is it weird with the Kendrick Lamar beef? Has that been tough for you guys?
That's a new item on the menu. Kendrick Lamar beef.
No.
Drake and Kendrick are feuding.
Oh, that's right. I did know that.
You may have seen the Super Bowl halftime show. It was all directed.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think it's smart if you guys just stay out of it, honestly.
Yeah.
Good advice, Tim.
Just
keep it new.
That and take credit for anything good. Okay, those are my two.
Because you're going to get blamed for stuff that you didn't do. Joe Driscoll.
True. Yeah, Joey Driscoll. Oh, now wait, do we still, because this was on the Cheesecake episode. High-end people who are regulars. I know we had the thing about Vince Young, right?
Oh, yeah, you're
that
right.
He was like a big...
spending like $10,000.
Oh, there was like something crazy. Right. I think he's bringing his like lineman or something, obviously. But anyone notable, you're like, if they're known to go and eat at Cheesecake Factory, like celebrity-wise?
Regularly, David Spade eats at the Grove all the time.
There you go. That's Tim's boy.
Tim knows Spade.
Him open for him, buddies.
Have you dined at the Grove with him? He's there.
I have not dined with him there. No.
Okay. I've eaten at the Grove, Cheesecake Factory.
It's a great location, isn't it? Yeah.
It's right by the CBS.
It is.
I ate there one time after I did the Craig Ferguson show.
Oh.
Yeah, me and the manager and everybody, we went to celebrate at Cheesecake Factory.
I love that.
Yeah. Right there at the lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and how's the, just a little off the this topic. How's the Grand Lux? Is Lux, are they still going?
We have seven.
Seven now. Yeah. Seven. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're still
Venetian and the Palazzo are the two most people know in Las Vegas.
Yes, there's one in South Florida that I've been to several times. Mm-hmm.
South Florida, we're in Dallas, Houston, Roosevelt Field, New York.
And then do you have anything to do with Flower Child?
Yeah, so we acquired Fox Restaurant Concepts in 2019, which includes North Italia, Flower Child, and a whole host of other brands. So I don't work on it directly, but I know the team over there, and they're good people, and I love that concept.
Flower Child, pretty good. Yeah. I've tried it a few times lately, and I'm like, I'm in.
It's great, right? Fast casual, really fresh, really great food. I love it.
It's good stuff. We are the consumers. Much like this cheesecake, you have been consumed.
Thank you very much for being here. And thanks to the
guys. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me. Of course. Yeah.
Can I just say one quick thing before we end the show?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I just want to ask Ole Overton first.
I'm going to talk. Yes. Mr. Overton, listen. I was at store 107. I met you September of 06. We shook hands. I looked you in the eye. And you said, you help me, I'll help you. And I did. I gave you 2.5 years of my life. I'm kindly asking. I know this has been adjudicated. But if you are, I mean, your name's on the door, theoretically. If you can just go in, cook the books, lift me off, put me as a possible rehire. I won't try and apply. But then the firing is expunged. Your move, Dave.
Aletha,
it's fair.
I am truly sorry.
Well spoken.
I loved it. I think he's a wonderful person. And I think he will let this potter.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. That was great.
Thank you, Aletha.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Antimon. Thank you, Angel. This has been fantastic. We really, really enjoyed ourselves. Thank you so much.
I did too. It was so fun. Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.